Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Oh Baby! Devotions for New Parents is a Christian devotional book by Dayspring designed for new and expecting moms and dads. Framed as a 78-day devotional, it offers short daily readings, scripture, and prayers that address the emotional and spiritual realities of early parenthood. Its purpose is not to provide parenting technique or infant care instruction, but to help readers interpret the upheaval of pregnancy, childbirth, sleepless nights, and adjustment through faith. The book presents parenthood as a season, where encouragement from scripture can reduce anxiety, restore perspective, and support perseverance. Because it speaks to both mothers and fathers, it functions as a shared devotional resource for couples navigating the same life stage. In the Christian gift market, it is also positioned as a baby shower or newborn gift that combines practical usability with spiritual encouragement, making it especially relevant for readers seeking faith-centered support during the transition into family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a short-form devotional structure built for the pace of new parenthood. The book uses a 78-day format, which is significant because it matches the limited attention and unpredictable schedules of parents caring for a newborn or preparing for one. Rather than asking readers to commit to long study sessions, it relies on brief daily reflections, scripture passages, and prayers that can be read in small windows of time. This structure matters because new parenthood often fragments routine, and devotional books aimed at this audience need to be accessible in short intervals. The format also encourages consistency without creating pressure, which is important for readers who may already feel overwhelmed. By keeping each entry manageable, the book supports spiritual reflection as a repeatable habit rather than a demanding project. In this way, the format is not just a stylistic choice, but part of the book's pastoral design. It respects the practical limits of early parenthood while still creating space for daily faith. Formation. Secondly, faith-based reassurance for exhaustion, anxiety, and uncertainty. A central concern in the book is the emotional strain that often accompanies early parenthood. The available descriptions emphasize sleepless nights, dirty diapers, apprehension, and the sense of being unable to keep up, which suggests that the devotional is written to address ordinary but intense stress points. Its religious response is reassurance readers are reminded that they do not face these challenges alone, and that God can strengthen and equip them. This is an important distinction from secular parenting books, which may focus primarily on strategy or efficiency. Here, the emotional problem is treated as spiritual as well as practical, and the solution is framed through trust in divine help. That approach can matter to readers who feel guilt, fear, or inadequacy during the transition to parenting, because it reframes vulnerability as a normal part of the journey rather than a failure. The devotional therefore works as both comfort literature and spiritual formation, giving language to feelings that new parents often struggle to process. Thirdly, scripture and prayer as the book's main tools for spiritual steadiness. The book does not build its encouragement only through general inspiration. Its basic pattern, as described in the available material, combines a short devotional reading with scripture and prayer. That structure is central to how the book works. Scripture provides theological grounding, reminding readers that parenting is not ultimately sustained by personal strength alone. Prayer then turns that truth into response, making the devotional participatory rather than merely reflective. This combination matters because new parents often need more than affirmation. They need a framework that can hold fear, fatigue, gratitude, and dependence at the same time. The book's use of prayer also turns private struggle into a conversation with God, which can be especially meaningful during moments of isolation. Instead of treating faith as a broad theme, the devotional embeds it into a repeatable practice. As a result, the book functions less like a parenting manual and more like a daily spiritual anchor for the emotional volatility of early family life. Fourthly, a devotional for both mothers and fathers, not only one parent. One of the book's notable features is that it is explicitly written for new and expecting moms and dads. That inclusive framing is important because many parenting devotionals are oriented primarily toward mothers, especially in the pregnancy and newborn space. By addressing both parents, the book recognizes that early family life is shared spiritual work, even if each parent experiences it differently. This broader audience makes the book more useful in household settings, where a couple wants a common resource rather than separate materials. It also avoids narrowing the emotional burden of new parenthood to one person, which is realistic because both parents may feel unprepared, tired, or spiritually stretched. The shared format can support mutual encouragement within a couple, allowing the devotional to become part of their routine together or separately. In category terms, this makes the book less narrowly maternal and more family-centered, while still keeping the tone gentle and accessible. That inclusiveness is one reason it stands out among Christian baby and parenting gifts. Lastly, giftable design and presentation aimed at the baby shower market. The book is clearly positioned as a gift item as well as a devotional resource. Descriptions highlight features such as a ribbon bookmark, colorful or floral interior, and compact hardcover presentation, all of which signal usability and gift appeal. This matters because Christian baby shower gifts often need to combine emotional meaning with attractive design, and this book is built to do both. Its presentation makes it easy to keep nearby for daily use, while its theme makes it relevant for a celebratory occasion centered on an upcoming child. Unlike many gifts that are decorative but quickly set aside, this one is intended to be used repeatedly, which gives it lasting value beyond the event itself. The visual design also reinforces the tone of the content: gentle, hopeful, and suitable for a major life transition. In the devotional category, this combination of aesthetics and function is a practical advantage because it helps the book serve both as a meaningful gesture and as a real support tool after the baby arrives. In conclusion, Oh Baby! Devotions for New Parents is best suited for new and expecting parents who want a Christian resource that speaks directly to the emotional strain and spiritual opportunity of early parenthood. It will be especially useful for readers who prefer short devotional readings and who want encouragement that can fit into fragmented routines. Couples may also benefit from it as a shared faith resource, since it addresses both moms and dads, rather than centering only one parent. Its practical value lies in its simple daily structure and its consistent focus on scripture, prayer, and reassurance. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats parenthood not only as a logistical transition, but as a season of spiritual dependence, which gives the book a clearer theological purpose than many general baby gifts. Compared with broader parenting books, it is less concerned with technique and more concerned with inner steadiness, peace, and trust in God. That makes it distinctive within the Christian devotional market. It is compact, giftable, and specifically tailored to the very real fatigue and uncertainty that accompany the arrival of a child. If you would like to support Dayspring, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.